Hi guys. Can you hear me? Let me check the free chat place. Wait. Okay, hi everybody. I'm live. Hello. 혼토냐, hello. Hi. I have a lot of stuff to pack up right now because like checkout's tomorrow and like today's my last night in Japan. And like, yeah, I'm just here to do stuff with you guys. But hi. Hello. It's a super random Twitter space right now. I do like I'm literally just gonna pack up, and I also put my laundry in like a laundry room like 30 minutes ago, but then it says it's gonna be done like in 20 minutes or so. So I'll probably pack up and get the laundry and maybe take a bath and also drink. Yeah. I've been sleeping only like 4 hours these past 2 days when I came to when I came to Japan. Yeah, it's already 2:20 a.m., but I'll probably just go to sleep at like 5 or 6 a.m. So whatever. You don't sound drunk. I don't. I already drank like a whole can of Horoyoi and also a little bit of like sparkling rosé wine. But then I don't know. I'll probably have a little more in my bath. Yeah. It might be like a longer stream, but I have no idea. It's like a Twitter space. It got me stuck in the other live. Wait, in the other live? Oh. Welcome, welcome. Also have like the small BGM on. Can you guys hear it? I mean, I can't adjust the volume real well, but it's almost sober than me, and I'm just sleepy. I'm not sober. What the fuck? I'm sorry. Okay. Well, I'm happy. It was a pretty nice trip. I'll tell you guys about it more specifically when I get back and do streams and stuff. No BGM? You can't hear the BGM? I have a song on. Maybe I'll make it a little bit more louder. You know, 내일 출근이라고? 화이팅. So guys, today I wore So today was like my first ever Lolita outfit. Like I don't know, like I actually wore it and went outside. Oh, maybe there's noise canceling. But then I actually wore like the full Lolita dress set and I went around Akihabara in it. And I'm like, well, I was really surprised that nobody actually pays attention to whatever I'm wearing because, like, if it was in Tigerland, people would have been like looking at me as if, wow, well, as if they see something super, super weird or something. But then, like, here, nobody really cares. They're like, oh wow, somebody wore a Lolita outfit. And like as usual. So no one called it cute? I mean the people in the maid cafe called it cute. Maybe a dress was pretty tame. It was not. I'll show you guys on stream next time. It wasn't that tame. It wasn't. I swear. For them it was just Monday, maybe. Also true, maybe that's it. Can you guys still hear me if I put my mic over here? Just gonna get ready for tomorrow and kind of pick what to wear. I kind of want to wear the Lolita dress again tomorrow because I'm pretty much going to Ikebukuro. And there's like a lot of Sanrio stuff. And also, I'm trying to pick up some cosplay code things for like my future membership streams. So I don't think it would be too off, but But I'm pretty scared people in Tigerland would like stare at me like crazy, and I kind of don't want that. So I'll probably wear like a Lolita top blouse, but with something else at the bottom. I'll see. Like, I'm really satisfied with how the dress is. It was just not affordable. It was pretty expensive. Like, yeah. But other than that, it was good. Glad to hear having fun and more cosplay. Yeah. Hell yeah. I'm really excited for it. And as I promised, I did try really, really hard to take a lot of videos for the vlog. But again, I don't know how it's gonna turn out. Okay, I really try my best, okay? It's my first vlog and it might not be perfect. Or I probably wouldn't have stuff to actually edit it out, but I'll try my best. Just say you're catching in a Halloween and using the dress at their fullest, but then it's like Halloween's over, you know? It's awkward. Halloween's over a long time ago. Can't believe. Norris is probably better than my videos. Come on, don't say that. Of course not. Yeah. Thanks for Christmas. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing on me. I don't care about the presents underneath. But the funny thing was, like, in the makeup bay, they started to play Christmas songs, and I was like, Christmas songs already? It's just like, Halloween's just over, come on. It might be a bit loud. I'm just gonna organize myself. Hey guys, you guys will totally understand what I mean by my Lolita dress is really well made. I hope you guys like it. November 1st is already Christmas. I mean, yeah. Have you seen the meme of October 31st versus November 1st? No? Is it like October 31st is all Halloween and then November 1st is like all Christmas stuff? Kind of meme? Christmas equals all. Christmas already. I can't believe it's already Christmas. Why is it already Christmas? What happened to my 1 year? It's just like gone, gone. Exactly. Oh, that isn't okay. Okay, guys, maybe next year will be better for all of us. I mean, I'm not saying that this year was bad, but it's not. Wasn't perfect. Like, which year is perfect? At least I get to end the year with a awesome Japan trip, right? Kidding. Presents, though. True. Just packing my bag up in advance because I know myself that I won't wake up in time tomorrow. You got yourself a lot of presents, so good. I did. From Japan, I did. I bought too much stuff, but not regretting. Good is good, I guess. Yeah. Like 74K coin at the Oh, so true. So true. Okay, let's not make this so emotional, or else I might actually cry. But like, yeah, don't forget to vacuum bag the new plushie. I don't know what I'm gonna do with the new plushies though. How am I supposed to bring it back? I'll think about it. Like, I wasn't intending to get so much plushies, but then I kind of unintentionally pulled like two more new plushies from the arcade today. And like, what was nice was that arcades in Japan, if you miss it several times, the people there actually helped you in the position that you can get it better, you know? So I thought that was really cool because, like, it's Heatherland. Nobody's there in the first place, and they never, never, ever adjust any stuff for you. Was kind of surprised. The petty ones, though. They want you to have the best arcade experience. Oh, I already read that. Yeah. I've seen that before on stream. Yeah, I was really surprised. Like, hell yeah. You know, packing their bags up at the end of the trip is always kind of depressing. You leave unhappy, then the staff did badly. Wow. Yeah, it's like I was really surprised at how they were really trying to help you with it. Yay for putting gacha. I just hope my laundry dries till tomorrow. And also, Tiki, thank you so much for being our spoiled on for 8 months. Thank you. Kind of awesome. Japan is visa-less now. Back from where I'm from, we're still being required to bring one. Oh, for like the travels? Yeah. I'm seeing which plushies I can actually put it in my bag and which plushies I can't. Let's see. I didn't get too much from the Puroland though, because most of the stuff wasn't really that high quality. I just got like a set of my Melody and Chromie that I was trying to get from way before, but then it was like much cheaper here. Because if you want to get it through like mail-in service, you have to pay much, much more for that. Bless you, thank you. Also, Gabriel, thank you so much for the blue super. Cheaper, badly. Oh, cheaper quality than regular ones? True. Yeah. Nom, there's like random hip hop coming out from my playlist right now. What the heck? I actually got a huge ass room. I wasn't really intending to. Like, did I tell you last time when I went to Jeju Island? The room was so shitty. So I kind of wanted to make up for that. And I was
Really, I'm trying to get like a better one this time, just because I wanted a better experience with Japan, and like also bad when I went to like Jeju Island with Mama Tiger. It's like got like try to get like a better room, but then I accidentally got like a huge ass room, and then I'm just here by myself, and I was feeling so lonely. I really love going to trips alone, but then when you go to trips alone, the worst thing that happens is that you feel so lonely at night when you actually are staying alone in the hotel. And like, well, it was really good. Like the hotel room is really good. Well, it's pretty pricey too, but then like, I gotta treat myself with a good room and like a good trip to Japan before I go to the States, because if I go to the States, I'll be so pauvre, and then I'll have to go to school and stuff. So like the last treat for me and stuff. But yeah, the room is really nice. I actually like the silence in the room. I know, right? I actually do have like a BGM going on in the background. I don't think the mic is picking up. Well, yeah. You got lost in your room?
No, what are you talking about?
I did not. Okay. Did you get lost in the hotel yet? No, I did not. Guys, I'm not that bad. Come on, it's not that much of a huge ass room. If I had that much money, I don't know, used it in something else. Bought a house. Can't spell Chabeltonia without loss. But to be honest, I did get lost in Japan. I was trying to go to, So I met up with Aoi and Pandora at Kitasenju. But then I was going back to my hotel, but then I rode the train the wrong way. So like I was asking, この駅はどこですか? And then they were like, oh, it's the other way. And I was like, holy shit. But it was pretty late at night. I was like so scared. Holy shit, am I gonna die? Like, what if I, what if train stops because it's pretty late? And then, what if this is like the last train and stuff? But that was really fine. I came back home super completely fine. I mean, I came back to my hotel super completely fine. After that, it really, yeah, right. It happened.일본은 택시비가 꽤 비싸서 지하철 끊기는 답도 없던데. 맞아. 일본 택시비 진짜 비싸더라. Like the Uber, like taxis in Japan was pretty more expensive than I thought it would be. And I landed pretty late when I first landed here, but then paid like 60,000 yen or something, more than 60,000 yen to get to the hotel from the airport. And it was like, holy shit, this is expensive. How fun! Thank you so much for the yellow super tensei. Arigato. Thank you. Yeah, it wasn't that. Isn't it so crazy? I think it was also because it was late at night and they had like late night fees and stuff. But then, like, even like still, it's so expensive. Insane! Insane! Are you sure it was 60K? Oh, sorry. It was like 6K. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. 6K, 6K, 60K. Holy shit. No. 6K. Sorry. 6K. Like 6,000 yen. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. 60K. How long do you have to go? Okay. Yeah. I'm pretty bad with calculations. Okay. But still, it's pretty a lot, isn't it? Yeah, still expensive. Like, how expensive? And I also brought like two coats for the trip because I really like changing clothes a lot during trips. And I had like several different OOTDs, I guess, like outfit of the day. But then the weather wasn't too cold, so I didn't really wear my coats. I guess better than being super cold and freezing to death, but kind of not what I expected. Okay. We are in. You probably needed two outfits though. Yeah, I brought only two outfits because I was really planning to get like a Lolita outfit here. So yeah, I only brought two. And also, I got this like Pasmo card for transportation, and like hell, that was cute. Like the card looks really cute. Wait, you know what? Where is it? I went to Puroland yesterday, and then I actually pulled. Like they have this Kuji kind of thing. It was like a roulette, but then I won like a small Cinnamoro and like a middle-sized My Melody, and I'm like pretty satisfied with it. So excited! Yeah, the Pasmos, they're cute. They're really cute. Keep the card after. Yeah, I will. Pasmos are cute. I prefer Sika myself. Oh, there's one called Sika. I don't know what Sika is. Like, sounds cute. Feel like I'm missing something. I don't know why, though. Whatever. Japan, they're everything is cute things, Tuscaroo. It is, they are. You have a nice break while in Japan, though? I did. It was really fun. It was really nice. Like, it was much, much more fun than I thought it would be. And I wish I could stay like a day or two more, to be honest, because even going through Japan, I mean, even going through Tokyo. I had a really packed day, but still couldn't go through all of them. I just feel like it would be really, really nice if I could stay like a day or two more, but was a really nice trip. Another card thing. Pretty sure they both can be used for similar things. Oh, like Pasmo. Yeah, it's probably just like subway. Subway cards, transportation cards. And you know what? I also took a picture with Hello Kitty yesterday. It's like adorable. There's always next time. Yeah, there is. Hey, and I also got this like. Okay, so the maid cafe experience was like perfect today because I did go for like a set where you take a Polaroid picture with one of the maids. And
There was somebody else who did like a live set. So like I didn't pay for it, but I actually watched all the lives they were doing. It was like super cool. I liked it. So like yeah, I actually saw those tomatoes dancing. And they sang, I mean they danced to like two songs, but one was like Kanata's song. One was like the Mei Do Re-min song. Yeah, the lives are so wholesome. It is. This is life. Yeah, the lives are viewable for everyone, but someone has to pay for it. Yeah. Someone really has to pay for it. Wow. Organizing. Sorry if I'm not speaking for a while. There any taiyaki? Actually, no. I feel like I should have, though. Can't really leave a maid cafe without doing a Polaroid. Just doesn't feel right. Right? So true. Oh yeah, that was like a meal coaster. By meal, as in the whole alive meal. Because like yesterday, I was with like Panchan and Aoi, and they were like, "Hey, you know what? They have whole alive Kuji and stuff here, and it's like Lawson." So I was like, "Oh wow, really? Let's try it out." But then the Lawson we went to didn't have it, unfortunately. So we just got like these random coasters, and they were like, "Okay, we're gonna open it at 1, 2, 3, and then if we get each other's Oshi, we're just gonna trade." But then Pandora got Towa, I think. Yeah, she got Towa. Aoi got. How much did she get? Oh, she got Kanata. Yeah, and I got Mio. It's really cute. It's like a gorilla coaster. It's like super cute. Was this trip only a couple of days? Yeah, it was only for like 3 days. Today's the second day. Tomorrow's the last day I'm coming back home. It was really fun. I just hope I could stay a little bit longer, to be honest. Twitter Space caught that as Gorilla Coaster. No, it's not. Acrylic coaster. Acrylic. What's a T-pin? 도쿄 4박 5일로도 충분히 갈 만한 것 같아요. 그니까, 근데 저는 2박 3일을 왔기 때문에 너무너무 짧았습니다. What was I gonna do? Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Wait. Oh, can you call Twitter Spaces? Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, I don't mind. It's just like a random me speaking and like packing sounds. I'm still up in the air on going. I want to go next year, but I want to at least be able to get around without help. And I hate travel in general, would be a minimum of 2 weeks, though. Hey, minimum of 2 weeks would be perfect. Just like go around Tokyo, it would be perfect for that. I really love traveling, especially alone, because everyone has different trip styles, traveling styles, and mine's more of very impulsive. And if I just want to stay in one place, I need to just stay more. If I don't, I just leave quicker than like I plan to. But then there are some people that they really need to plan out everything, and it just makes it really hard for me to catch up with them. Yeah, 2 weeks sounds like a great amount of time, actually. Sounds nice. Take us with you. Maybe squeeze a few of us in your bag. Squeeze you guys in the bag. Sounds good. Oh, car. But the one I was really surprised was they, like, everything in Japan, most of them are QR codes now. Was like, oh wow, like, why are these people so, like, obsessed with QR codes? Also, Tensei, thank you so much for the manzupa. Saw the unexpected packing ASMR yet. Welcome on! Ikuzawa! Yay! Ikuzawa, and you know what? I forgot that Japan uses different voltage than Tigerland, and so I didn't bring like the like ver converter for it. Yeah. I bought this like converter, but then I bought like a wrong one, so I was like, oh, fuck, whatever. But yeah, I was really surprised, and like even in arcades, it's like so like it's just like technology. I was like really surprised. Wow, technology. If we turn ourselves into QR codes, I don't know about that. Sounds pretty weird, though. Japan's are compact technologies. Yeah, true. But I was also pretty surprised at how people were so, like, really friendly and, like, really well-mannered and stuff like that. Like, it was, yeah, I was really surprised. Like, wherever I go. Oh, God. Where did I put my stuff? I can't find it. You were mistaken as Japanese. I wasn't because I can't speak Japanese in the first place. That was probably the biggest reason. There's like this little pouch I bring around with me all the time, but I have no idea where I put it. Did I lose it? What the heck? Yeah, there's embedded in their culture. They're raised to be very hospitable and welcoming. I mean, but they were like much more like welcoming and like it was I really loved it. Yeah. I mean, seriously, where did it go? Wait. It should have been in my bag. If it's not in here, it means I kind of lost it. What the fuck? It's gotta be somewhere. Maybe it's in my bag. Did I put it in my bag again? Hope I didn't lose it. There is a big percentage I might have lost it. Will there be a mendation in Tigerland and Tom's of Hospitality? Mendation? What's a mendation? Wait, sorry, I don't know what mendation means. No, I do have a passport. I just had a pouch. I had a pouch. I used to put stuff in it, but then I never knew where it went. Maybe I actually put it in with my clothing? Let me check. Oh. Where would I have possibly left that thing at? Whatever. It wasn't like anything super important. If I was gonna get back home, I'll find it. If not, then not. It's like a little pouch that I put stuff in it. Like nothing too important. I'll leave it. Yeah. It's in the other bag. Oh. No, I just have a carrier and like a bag I bring around, that's all. If it's not there, it's not there. Yeah. We're good. I also have to go and get my laundry. My laundry. My laundry. I just hope it's someplace in my bag. It's gotta be someplace in my bag. Laundry. Can't talk while I'm in the lobby, so just like be careful and not speak. Don't freak out if I'm too quiet. It's a laundry. Oh, fuck. Hope not. Sneaky tiger skill activated. Sneaky. Okay. Let me go and get my laundry. Check the pockets in every laundry. Oh shit, maybe I should.
I'll be fine, I hope. I'm mad. Okay, we're going.
Okay, so, oh shit, there was somebody. Okay, anyways, the main reason I signed the laundry was because, I wore new shoes, but then I also wore like a white socks, but then the black stuff got on my white socks, and I needed to kind of take that off, but then it didn't get off. But the laundry, so I'll have to pretty much hand wash it. Okay, we're back in the room. Yeah, you heard everything, right? Yeah, that was what happened. The laundry. Okay.
It's probably gonna dry overnight. It's like already 3 a.m. 네, 되게 가까이 있었어요. 그거 하는 데가. 그래서 했는데. 아, the fucking thing is I kind of forgot to separate black and white socks, and it's like white stuff is all over my black socks. I have no idea now. Whatever. Oh yeah, please stop being calm. Oh, those ones I really have to re-wash this with my hand. Oh, fuck. Mike peeked a lot during sneaky times. It did. gonna dry it. Ugh. I'm gonna quickly hand wash the white socks. Damn. Tonya the best maid, no. I'm just really glad that none of the white stuff, I mean black stuff, got onto my white socks that I just bought. I would have cried if that happened. This is not really. Whoa, what was that? Big stuff. Damn. Wait. Oh, they only have a hand soap. I need like a bar soap for this. Do you think hand soap would work on laundry? I've never thought of using hand soap on this. It's not working! It's my new white socks! I'm gonna cry. Wait, is it working? Maybe a little bit? Not like perfectly. It's my brand new white socks! Don't do this to don't need a bar soap for bathing. They didn't. They only have like these ones in containers. Okay, I think it's getting away a little bit, but then not perfectly. Let's try again. Maybe it'll work. It's like the black dye got onto it. It's not like it got dirty or something. It's like the black dye got on my white socks from the shoes. Oh, damn. I mean, it's good that it's in the place where you guys can't probably see it when I wear it. But then I tried my best. No, please don't say gray socks. This is pretty expensive, guys. The socks. Ugh. Everything about Lolita is just so expensive. Whatever, I can't make it better. Okay. Okie dokes. Okie dokes. The other part isn't. Oh, it is pretty good. White socks with black shoes. Yeah, that was my big mistake today. You could probably clean it better once you get back to Tigerland, maybe, but I just wanna do some like emergency stuff here so that it wouldn't get permanently dyed. Is bad. Yeah, shoes dye on socks. It doesn't get off easily. But I think I did like emergency stuff by hand for here, so just leave it. Get a little bit better though. Me cry. It's my brand new socks. Where's Mom Man when you need them? Yeah, where's Mom Man? Yeah. The shoes have height enhancers? Yeah. I always wear shoes with height enhancers. Like these socks are pretty expensive just because of frills on the top. If it doesn't get dry till tomorrow, I'll probably have to use a dryer. Hope it gets dry though. I'm gonna get you. Turn on the room heater and place it nearby. I put it in the ventilation. Room heater, it's too hot for that right now. Yep. Yep. Well, as long as air can flow through it, that's fine. You know how they have like laundry racks where you can dry your laundries? Okay, laundry done. Oh shit. Oh shit, my wine is coming. I put it in the refrigerator. Am I careful putting like all my stuff? Oh. What it is? When you accidentally shake it with the caramel part and the what part is it? The caramel part and the pudding part gets like mixed together, and it's pretty bad. That happened right now. Yeah, fridge, fancy. Doesn't most of the hotels have like a small fridge? Okay. Okay, let me take care of these plushies. I can't wait to show you guys the plushies I got it today. Not all, really? Oh wow, I thought most of the hotels had those since I think all of my hotels I went to before had a fridge. But now, when does Tonya get one for her own room? Those mini fridges? Nah, I don't know. Passport stuff here. Okay. I'll probably put this in the carrier, maybe not. Plushies in like a single bag to see if I can bring it all home. Let's see. Like this Miku plushie is pretty big. And it's really well made. I really love this Miku plushie. me to fit. Wait, vacuum is an option.
No, I don't vacuum my babies. Can I just like my Miku plushie back home? Good. I think this might work. Wait, I'm going to test right now. Yeah, something like this. Okay, good. Oh,
you went there alone, but now you're going back with lots of new friends. I am.
The Gunpla model. I'll stream with you guys. Like change. Then Kotori Gunpla model. Did you know Kotori from Love Live? Yeah, Gunpla. I wanted to do it on screen with you guys, so I bought it. Kotori. Oh, one of those figure Rise Bus kits? Yeah, one of those like figures. I think you got what I mean. Yeah. No. Wait. Schedules. Okay, it's back. Yep, Taskaru. Yeah, I'm so excited for that. I wanted to do like a Gunpla building stream with you guys, but then I wasn't really sure what I should do with it. But then I found like the super cute Gunpla model, and I thought, well, this looks good. And I'm also trying to get some like snacks from Japan so that I can do like a review stream and stuff. We'll see. Okay, I think I'm mostly done with packing up my stuff. I just have to take a bath and stuff. Yeah. How do you usually take a bath, though? JP Snack Review, basically everything. 10 out of 10. So true.
Do you use like bath bombs or do you use like salt, sea salt? Or just like don't use any of those? I'm curious.
Right. Yeah, I actually put my stream into archived, but don't know if it'll stay archived. Wait, probably. Gotta go with Lush Bombs. Lush Bombs are good. I had one. Oh, I have like one leftover one, but then I forgot to bring it here. Stupid me. Also saw like an article, news article or something that says like if you take a bath after a okay, there's sea salt. If you take a bath after drinking, it might be super dangerous, but then I have no idea. The only lip product I own is a lip scrub. Ooh, lip scrub. Oh. That's probably the only shower caps because you guys have short hair. Only because people may pass out in the bath. What if I pass out in my bath? Are you guys gonna call the 911 for me? Oh shit. Oh, due to temperature and like nerve functions. I'm scared. Oh, if only you drink 2 months. Okay. Oh, sorry, that's annoying. I'm sure here for shower caps could be skipped. Okay. Okay. Water. This life is too loud, okay? I see we can't yell. There's a Twitter space to wake you if you pass out. Oh, sorry. If you think the outfit normally, you're gonna get a bath. Okay. A B C D E F G H I J K L M N O P Q R X T U V W. Wait. W X. Wait. Q R. Wait. Wait. Sorry, I got messed up here. Wait. Q R S. Sorry. Q R S T U V W X Y and Z. Okay. Never mind. Q R S. I'm fine. It's a language issue here. I'm fine. Okay.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. It's okay. I had a QRX and a QRSSSS. I'm fine. I'm fine. QRS, Y, and Z. Yep. QRS, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs. Blame the mic, it's okay. Yeah. It's just Tonya spending too much time in Japan, so her brain is thinking in JP. I wish I was that quick at picking up languages. You know what? I got this at Koroyoi, but that's like flavored lime. Lime? I think it's just lime. Maybe kind of mojito, but I think it's just lime. But then it's like, it's super refreshing and it's so good. And it's just like, it's new Horoyoi. I'll take a picture and show you guys later on, but then it's like so good. I was really surprised. All right, to the bath, you gonna say? Yeah. Yeah, that will really good. Oh, it's warm enough. I kind of spilled like half of my, what do you call it, bath salt on the ground. It's okay. It'll dissolve when I have like water turned on, right? Probably. I didn't know Twitter also had noise canceling though. Well. And it's like from my hotel, you can actually see the Tokyo Tower, but then like it's so funny because at like 11:30 or 12, they turn off the lights. So I thought, okay, maybe they're turning off the lights for like the rest of the night, but then it was more of they turned it back again. At like 12:30 or so, I was like, why? I guess they just wanted to save energy or something. Yeah. Probably. I don't know if it's just me, but having myself a felt busy and like a warm bath, for me it happened pretty often. Even if I'm not drunk, if I'm in like the bathtub and then with like super warm water in it, and then I don't know, it's kinda hard for me to breathe for a while. And then it gets like kinda dizzy, so I can't do like super long baths. So even if I go to the sauna with my mom, I would always come out super earlier than her. Maybe it was just a power surge. Maybe it was. Oh yeah, maybe it was just a power surge. Most likely energy savings. JP is really considerate with the planet. Yeah. Okay, let me mute myself real quick and take care of that bathtub. I'll be right back. Okay? I'll be right back.
Okay, I'm back. The bathtub is taking forever to get filled up. Gotta a bit more. I'm sad. Wholesaloni sugar diving. What are you having? Ooh. Actually, I went to Ginza today. And I went to Ginza because I wanted to get like those really nice desserts they said they had in Ginza. And like there was like several hotels and stuff in there. But like I had too much fun in Akihabara and I spent too much time in Akihabara. That I was pretty late for dinner. And then, so I was pretty late when I went to Ginza, and all those dessert shops were all closed. I was like, "Wait, it's all closed." Oh, I go stay there, stay there. Okay. Is it too loud for you guys? Like the water sounds? It's still getting filled up. I'm really sad. I wanted to have a lot of those really good desserts. Anytime to swing by tomorrow? I don't know. I'm planning to go to Ikebukuro, but I'll see if I can swing by. And I saw this super nice takoyaki shop, and I wanted to have it since I came to Japan, and I really love takoyakis. And I was like, "Well, I'm in Japan. I'm not trying like the actual Japanese takoyakis since I love them." But I guess it was like a place where it's like in stores and people actually go in there to have some alcohol and stuff. It was like the izakaya, I guess. But thank you, Tetsu and Aino, for the blue soup. Thank you. Yeah, but then I was trying to get some takoyakis. But there were just so much people in there, and they told me I needed to wait like 20 to 30 minutes to actually get takoyakis. So I was like, "Oh, well, you know what? I'll skip all this for today." Also, the deal, thank you so much for the soup. Arigato. I really try to get some tomorrow if I can, for real. Was like, "Come on, you're in Japan and you're not getting those takoyakis?" No. That was a really cute crepe shop I found in Akihabara. I wonder if they're still open. Cute crepe shop? Wow. Also, Luna, thank you so much for the It's not like taking a bath with Tonya when it's like waiting for a bathtub to be filled with Tonya. Just don't try to beat your previous record. Of course I will. I'm keeping track of myself. And I'm not gonna get sick in Japan. No. And did I tell you guys I bought these new shoes just to wear these Lolita outfits? And I got a semi-formal shoes, so you can also wear it with Lolita shoes but also with like casual clothing, and it fits pretty well with those. But then it was super pretty, and I was trying to wear Lolita outfits when I came to Japan, so I brought it here. But then I didn't realize
That new shoes will make your feet hurt. And my pinky hurts so bad right now. It was like a fairly new one though. It was like a fairly new shoes, and it was pretty comfy because I really prioritize how comfy shoes are when I buy them. But then my pinky hurts so bad. It's hard to try to be cute. Yeah, like you need to break into them. And I think I got more used to it today than I did yesterday. Did you tenderize them beforehand? I did. I tried to. But you know how those like Lolita related shoes are so stiff and they have those like super high heels and stuff like that? It's kind of hard to tenderize them more than like sneakers, I guess. Breaking new shoes is suffering. It Yeah, for real, right? Well, true, they're not pinky friendly. Yeah. And they can keep the shapes that's like stiff. And like yesterday when I went to Puroland, I was thinking what I should wear, but then I was thinking, you know what, maybe I'll get like Kuromi Katyusha and wear like a Kuromi and wear all black. So I have this like black cropped t-shirt that I really love. So I brought it here and I try to wear it. But then some reason, I don't know why for some reason, but then I always get a stomach ache whenever I wear that crop t-shirt. And I was thinking, what's wrong with this t-shirt, you know? But then I figured out maybe it was because my tummy was too cold. It was too exposed in the cold weather and stuff. Like, I got a bad stomach ache yesterday, and I was like, oh, fuck, you know, I shouldn't wear this in winter. Well, it's not winter yet, but like in autumn. But hey, it was like long sleeves. It was long sleeves. And it had like a little bit of turtleneck, like half turtleneck. It was just like the cropped part, but I really love cropped tops. Most of my stuff are like cropped. Well, my tummy hurts so bad. I need to take like a medicine. But other than that, yesterday was super nice. It's just that Puroland was nice, but I don't think I'll actually try to go there again because, like, it was really cute, but everything was like so expensive, and they try to charge everything. And if you want to ride those attractions, you have to wait at least like an hour. But then, hey, you're here to look at Japan itself, right? So, if it's like too much time in Puroland, especially if you're here for like only 3 days, you're not gonna be able to like look through most of Japan and stuff. You can spend the whole day in Puroland, you get what I mean? I'm gonna look through my photos for the correct pay shop and post it later if I find it. Thank you! Yeah! I will check it out for sure tomorrow. So, I don't feel like I actually enjoyed half of Puroland, but then, like, I don't think it was really worth it even if I did. But, it was a nice experience. I got to sleep and, like, take a break with moving my Melody and I'm okay. It's just people and there's dogs, masks, and stuff, but I know, but it's still creepy. And they act like they're actually in the anime and stuff, so. Okay, I think the tub is pretty much filled up. I'm pretty curious. Can you hear like the water sound? Oh, very clearly. Okay. All I need is like a glass of wine, but then it's outside, so I'll just have it after I get out of the bath. I forgot to bring it here. Tonya. And I don't have the urge to go back out again, so leave it this way. So I think I told you guys I slept like 4 hours for like the last 2 days after I came to Japan. I didn't really attend it, but then like I had so much stuff to take care of, and I came back to my hotel pretty late every day. So that's basically what happened. But tomorrow after I get home, I will definitely get a lot of sleep. I might have to delay the stream like an hour before the stream if I can't wake up. Just in advance to tell you guys. Yeah, that's all. I don't know if I'll wear the Lolita dress for our next talk stream. I'll see. Because I really want to show off the Lolita dress I have. Later day will be fine. Yeah, I just kind of want to talk about it with you guys before I forget and stuff. So, yeah. And the good thing is I don't have jet lag in Japan. It's safe as Tigerland. So don't worry, I just need like a little bit more of sleep. That's all. Not too bad. But yeah, thanks for keeping me company. Do you know how lonely it was yesterday to stay all by myself and just like be in the bath? 저도 3시간은 잘될것 같아서 이만 퇴근해 보겠습니다. 아카이브가 있기를. 잘 자요. Good nighty night. Is that what you're doing here though? I mean, yeah, right, true. Thanks. I'm just glad I always have somebody to talk to. I can just start up like Twitter Space or YouTube like streams, and then you guys will be there. I love you guys so much. Thank you. You had to yesterday too. I felt, you know, maybe it's kind of awkward to just like randomly do like a bath stream. It's okay. Well, yeah. And I just saw like some of the YouTubers doing like a bath stream on Twitter Space and stuff. So I just decided to try. Why do I feel like the water is escaping from my bathtub? What the heck? I mean, the thing that you plug in is still there, but why is it? Why do I hear water noise? What the heck? What happened to my bath? What happened to my precious bath? Okay, then I'll probably sit here until all the water just drops out. Something's weird. Why is everything so pumped whenever I try? I think there's a leak to it. And the water will just keep going down second by second. I'm like, okay. But yeah, it's already 3:44. I'm probably gonna sleep at like 5 or 6 again today. The checkout is 11, so I have probably have to wake up at like 9 or 9:30 at the latest.
Because I have to pack my bag up and stuff. Probably at 9. Probably at 9. Yeah. So if I sleep at 6, I can sleep like 3 hours. Yay. REM cycle's right there. That is automatically timed. Holy shit, that's scary. Probably not, because yesterday it was totally fine. And I don't know if that was a problem with this plug thing. Okay, you know what? I can barely put my feet in now. The water level is so low. It's okay. It looks like a bath. Hey, that was a nice bath. Wow! The bathroom is actually wanting me to go to sleep early. Maybe the plug has an issue. I think so too. Something's weird. It was like yesterday. I can literally see water just leaking. Like a tornado. There's like a small tornado near the plug. Whatever. I guess the bathroom doesn't want me to take a bath today. Wait, let me actually quickly take a photo of this. That's hilarious. Ah, I can't. Damn. I can't record. But it's like leaking in like a tornado shape. Oops. Oh no. Oh no. Bat-coon versus Bed-coon. The two fighters who will win. Okay, guys, I'll be right back. Okay, after draining the whole thing, I'll be right back. Just wait for me like a minute or so, okay? That's it. Okie dokes, I'm back. I have home. I already took my makeup off and stuff right after I came back to the hotel room, and it's like, oh, I'm so glad I did that earlier. Also, Desi, thank you so much for the water. Thank you. Welcome back. Thank you. Thank you. Great, great.
You know how there's like always this big towel that they give you to use after like you take a bath and stuff? I think those are really fluffy and cozy, don't you think so? Now that I think about it, please keep your phone away from water just in case. Oh, don't worry. I already tried my best with it. It'll probably be okay. There's like some water droplets here and there a little bit, but like other than that, it's fine. It looks fine, at least.
Waterproof resistance? Wait, what? It's partly waterproof. Oh, found the crepe place. I said it was applied to this space tweet post. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you. We don't want another victim of Ponya. You don't want another victim of Ponya. You're fine, don't worry. Yeah, but like for real, where did I put my pouch? I might have actually left it in one of the restaurants. That's okay, it wasn't my favorite one, so I'll be fine. It's kind of strange listening to you like this, but hey, it's a fresh experience. Oh, hi, welcome. Hi. Hello. We're good. Do you think I'm crazy if I do like an all pull up like an all-nighter and then try to go through the full next day? Probably yes. Okay. No, don't go underwater. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think so too. Just need more caffeine. I don't know, I kind of just don't want to waste like my last night in Japan. Not a good idea. I think so too. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for stopping me. Have you guys ever tried like an all-nighter and then travel before? Just curious. Okay, I won't do it. I'm not saying that I will do it. Just curious. Even if the tiredness isn't getting to you now, it'll after you return, don't want you getting sick. Yeah, that's what I'm actually really concerned about. And Mama Terka was also like, you know what? Hey, you know, go to your room and rest early today or else you won't be able to stream the next day. And I was like, I'll try, but it's like the last day in Japan. I don't want to waste it. A little catch up. Of course, yeah, of course. Asking for a friend? No, I don't know. Just asking out of curiosity. Yeah. Not saying that somebody is actually considering that. Intermittent napping helps for all-nighters. Yeah, but it's like, it isn't for any work related stuff. It's for travel, so I have to like move all the way tomorrow. Yeah, it's probably better to sleep at least 3 hours. Yeah, probably. All-nighters during a concert and night in hospital service. Oh.
Well, guys, take care of your health. Okay, health is important. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. But, yeah, be careful of your health.
Yeah, 30-minute naps really help, but when you're outside traveling, it's kind of hard to get the nap.
I'll probably go to sleep. And like the alcohol, all the alcohol I had previously, it's kind of getting me right now. Oh, I feel kind of. If I don't sound right, then you are perfectly normal. I'm like half fine. It's okay. Though I've always been curious to try and pull 3 days without sleep. Don't do that. You know it's bad for you. Actually, I'm sorry. I'm telling you guys this, but then like I'm doing all-nighters. But hey, like dinner is bad for you, right? Yeah. You guys are responsible adults. I was actually trying to put in like a skincare part during my vlog, but then I was like, well, you know, who's really interested in it? So I just didn't put it in. It's not like I'm like a beauty creator or something. Responsible means being able to take care of whatever you do. Maybe that's not the full meaning. You look it up in your dictionary. You have a dictionary. It's the 21st century. Curious how many steps you have in your routine. Oh, really? I don't have a lot. I just have like, okay, so I'll just quickly explain it in words because I think most of my viewers won't really be curious about it. But I what do I do? Yeah, I use like a clear up toner. So like you put it, apply it in your what do you call it? Like those puffs, what do you call it? Those like cotton swabs, cotton stuff. What do you call those? Anyways, the cotton stuff you use for makeup. So you apply the toner on there, clear up toner on there, and then just like lightly, you just give it like scrub your face. Cotton balls? I don't know what those are. Or maybe those are what's called cotton pads. Yeah, cotton pads. So you apply those like clean up toners on there, and then you just like slight, I don't know, lightly clean up your face, and then I apply like the other toner that's not used for cleanups, that's kind of like a little more moisturizing and stuff, but like apply a lot of them because your skin can actually absorb a really lot of moisture than you'd think. So like you apply like a lot of those toners. And then you apply like a serum. These days I'm using the I forgot the name. Then the one with like vitamin in it. Yeah. So you apply serum, also a lot. And then I apply lotion, and then I apply those cream, and then it's done. That's all. It's not that bad. なるほど。
That's a rookie routine. I'm just like doing the basics. That's needed for everybody. How do you guys take care of your like routines and stuff? Having multiple days of no sleep is okay, but doing it occasionally doesn't hurt that much, though I would recommend doing it with at least 2 months in between such sessions. Thanks for worrying. I probably really might have to go to sleep like super soon because I feel like I'm so sleepy. I might actually fall asleep while standing right now. Oh shit, I accidentally muted my mic. I'm here. I'm still here. Don't worry, guys. Don't worry, I'm still here. It's just me being pawn, as always. As usual. Shower, put on clothes, and go to work, go home, watch stream, go bed, repeat. that's classic routine. Konya. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna have those like. Do you know these medicines that actually help you with hangovers? Well, I'll actually have I don't know why it's like happening now. I didn't drink that much. Did I drink that much? Probably not. I don't think so. All I had was like just one can of Poroyoi, which is like only 3% of alcohol. Can you call that like you had alcohol? But I also have like just one glass, literally one glass of red, like sparkling wine. That's all have. Is the heat in the bathroom making it worse? I'm out of the bathroom right now. I'm on my bed. I'm gonna go and have one of those medicines and look outside a little bit more and then go to sleep. I can't believe I'm wasting my last day in Japan like this. Give me a sec. To be honest, I needed a little more time in this hotel. Because like it was so good. I'm just kind of sad I didn't have enough time to appreciate the hotel as much. Whatever, that's life though. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. Hey, thanks for hopping into my hey, into my Twitter space. Okay, Tonya, move. Move and go get some medicine. Oh, why is my bag over here? What the fuck is this? Okay, this is my wallet. Why is my wallet in my bed? Okay. Hey. Thanks for the space. I'm not going anywhere. Don't make it sound like I'm gonna leave anytime soon. Thank you so much for the space. Glad to hear you're having a good time. I am. It's good. Very good. Okay. I'm pretty sure I put my medicine in here. I did for sure. Medicine. And also, Chaz, thank you so much for being our small dog for 9 months. Thank you. Thank you so much for the space. I'll sit on you. I'm not going anywhere. Where are you guys sending me? I'm not going anywhere. I'm not knocking out. Kind of want to turn asleep. Ah, the medicine tastes like shit. Wait. Oh, it actually tastes like shit. Wait a second. Okay. I want the Tonya Sleeper Tonya Whine emote now. Tonya Pout. I'll think about if we can add more emotes in the future. Pout. Disgusting medicine woke her up immediately. It did. Oh, I feel so sick though. Why? Is it because of the alcohol? Probably. I didn't drink that much though. Oh. Emote, I think we'll use the same ones for YouTube, I think. To make new Twitch emotes means money. So, yeah. Also, it's getting hot in here. It was needed in the hot contest. Oh, yeah. For sure. For sure. Oh, for just, they might have it animated too, so even more money. Yeah, if I'm gonna like make separate emotes for Twitch, we'll have to probably animate it. But for now, we'll just like use the ones for YouTube. At least for like a while until Twitch gets settled, I guess. Yeah. Tonya rave emote. Hey, that sounds nice. Okay, guys. I'm sleepy, not sleep. I'm really tired and sleepy, to be honest. I lack sleep. Not sleep.
Should I go? Should I not go? I don't know. I have this specific light I want it on, but I don't think I could specifically turn that one on. Ah, it sucks. Fine. It'd be worse if you can't wake up on time tomorrow. I know. I know. How do I turn off the cupboard? Maybe it's like, huh? Oh, okay. That works. Know, let me sleepy on the last day. Oh, I guess I can light off here. Was off yesterday. Know. I'll just leave it off then. Aw, I don't want a single light on here. Wait, how do you turn it off? I want it off. Please turn it off. Can you turn it off? Is there a way to turn it off? No. Don't see a switch for it. Oh, yes! I did it. Until tomorrow, until she goes to bed. So true. So true. Okay, guys, I'm really, really, really gonna go to sleep, okay? Me asleep. Me asleep. Nighty night. Thank you so much for staying with me. The bath feel like to take a shower, guys. I always take a shower before bath, don't you guys? I don't know what I'm. Good nighty night. We sleep. Bye bye. Otutonya. Otutonya. Otu. Otu. Bye bye. Bye bye. I do end the space. I do end the space. Oh, wait. And bye.